KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it! It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And away we went with the first Democratic presidential debate in the studio. Joining me, our friend, our buddy, Johnny Steele, local Bay Area comedian and movie star. He's got the documentary coming out here. It is Three Still Standing. Is it out yet, Johnny?
It's playing right now. You're a little late. It's right now at the Roxy Theater. The final night at the Roxy in San Francisco is tomorrow night, and then we start circling out to various suburbs for the next few weeks and months.
Okay, well, let us know where and when, and we'll post it at KGORadio.com. Thanks for coming into the studio tonight. Big night. So what's your takeaway from the first Democratic debate?
I thought it turned out more exciting than I thought, didn't you think? I really thought it was going to be a snoozer, because I know everybody's nice and friendly, and comparatively, it was like the GOP debates look like a girl fight at a biker rally. And this was more like Murder, She Wrote sort of a thing.
808-0810, who do you think won the first Democratic debate? What was your takeaway? Winners, losers, good, bad, and the ugly. 808-0810. Let's go to the phone, and we'll say good evening to Barry. Barry Weintraub.
What's up, Rex?
Hey. So, Barry, thank you for joining us. And your thoughts? Initial
amazing.
Thoughts?
Amazing. It was amazing. I actually heard people discussing issues that confront the American people tonight. Yikes. So you know that they're going to write this one off as a schnoozer. But I thought it was actually quite interesting. I thought Martin O'Malley looked presidential, even if he didn't really sound presidential. I thought Jim Webb left the reservation early in the debate and will not be back. And I don't think it's going to be possible to lampoon Lincoln Chafee, because it's like redundant satire. The man is a caricature of himself.
I feel sorry for him when I watch him up there. But also Jim Webb.
Jim Webb is out, I think. I mean, who's going to drop first?
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, who drops first?
Great resume, Jim Webb. But, boy, he was just a buoy in the middle of the ocean out there, just bouncing around, screaming for time.
In their defense, Webb, O'Malley, and Chafee, I mean, they can't even compete.
Johnny?
Hey, Barry, Johnny Steele, how you doing?
Your old friend.
How you doing?
Great to make the connection. I'm fantastic.
I'm like a bad coin. I keep popping up every time you reach into your pocket.
He's there. He's everywhere.
You can't. You can almost put this. Barry's a great stand-up comic, political humorist. And you can almost put this in stand-up comedy terms. I mean, Bernie and Hillary, as a comic, you never wanted to be going on stage with a comic who's been on the road for 13 weeks, because that guy has been working his chops out. And so whatever you say about Webb, O'Malley, and Chafee,
I think, but
Susie
either.
Yeah, either. It doesn't much matter, I think. You can't compete with these two. Hillary has been going steady for what now, 18 years or something like that?
Yeah, you're so right, man.
And Bernie has been performing in front of crowds of thousands, tens of thousands, for months now. These three can't really pop out of nowhere.
You're right.
You're like a comic who thinks he's going to go give an open mic a try, and you're going up against some guy who's been performing 30 weeks straight at the clubs. You can't do it. They might be smart political minds.
Probably what he normally closes with when he does his. I mean, it was super tight, and he stayed on message. He didn't waste one moment of television time doing anything other than getting his message out. And she is more programmed than the IBM computer that advertising with Bob Dylan. What's that thing called?
She was talking about
Walter?
That. Yeah, yesterday she was saying, I am not robot. I was not made in a Palo Alto garage. But, you know, she really didn't do that much of that tonight. So I thought she wasn't as robotic as she could have been. I don't know. I was saying to Heather last night, I said she should have a bourbon or two before she
She did great
stage.
For Hillary, right,
for
Barry?
Hillary.
She did. I don't think either one of them hurt themselves. I think you come out of it tomorrow, maybe Martin O'Malley gets 2-3%, and if so, it came from the other two guys. But it's going to be interesting. Look, right now, the leader in Iowa is Bernie Sanders. Right now, the leader in New Hampshire is Bernie Sanders. So despite the fact that we keep calling her the front runner, at this moment, this guy is going to win the first two contests, and that's going to really shift the ground. And as I said before, when he runs down south, he's going to run as Colonel Bernie Sanders, and everyone's going to love that. We said that on your show last week.
I love that. Yes, that's perfect. You know, I thought Bernie came out really strong tonight, and you and I were discussing this on Monday, Barry. I think that he needed to make that national stand for people like me who, yes, I've been looking at him on the internet, but I really didn't connect with him through the television or through the radio. So I think it was an important night for Bernie Sanders.
You know, he also did well for himself in defending his position. They keep trying to make him weak on gun control. He points out he's got a D-minus from the NRA. They keep trying to say he's a pacifist, and he cited the cases where he has voted for military action and for war. So that was the other thing about this debate. You really learn things about people, and it wasn't the bluster. And, you know, they only mentioned Trump maybe once, and that was
But they slammed him. Somebody slammed him, called a carny, a carnival barker. Who said that? Who was that who said that?
That sounds like it might have been Hillary. She's done that before.
But no, it was a guy. I was on the radio at that time. I didn't see. But somebody
was
called
all
him
over
a
the place. O'Malley or J.P.
So let me ask everyone this question. I know it's your show, George, but here's my question. Tomorrow, is the media going to tell us that we saw a substantive debate of the issues, or are they going to write it off that it didn't get the ratings?
I think it'll be the ratings. But, you know, nonetheless, if the other side, our side, the liberal side, the Democratic side, wanted to get an indication as to where our head should be tonight, I think it resolved some clear issues. I do not believe it's Webb. I don't think it's Chafee, and I have my doubts about O'Malley, so I see it being Clinton and Sanders. And by the way, let me ask you this, both of you, Johnny and Barry, do you think that Joe Biden did himself a great disservice by not appearing on the debate tonight, or was it a good idea?
Johnny, you go first.
Somebody mentioned something about the emails. I think Bernie Sanders. Enough with the emails. We've had enough
of
the emails. Put
that
away.
Was the line of
the media
night.
Needs to
yes.
stop with the emails and things like that. And I agree with him fully, not only about the emails, but about these debates. Everybody in the room is young enough to remember a time when the debates and the campaigns didn't go on for 20 months. Why are we starting so early? Why did the GOP start so early? I don't know about you, but other than my perhaps retirement fund, I don't think of anything a year, 18 months ahead of time. So maybe he did himself a service. Maybe we're getting tired. Maybe he'll infuse some new blood if he decides to pop in later.
You can see the advantages to joining later.
Yeah, we're
you
growing
save
weary.
Money,
we're absolutely.
Right. Wait for Webb, Chafee, and O'Malley to fall away, and then you've just got three solid contenders, and you're sharing your airtime between those other two instead of five or six people, right?
Well, and he's got name recognition. Joe Biden doesn't have to go out there and pound the pavement about what he stands for.
True
he's been
that.
With Barack Obama for the past 8 years. We know
right.
what he's about.
That's our news guy, John Lubertini.
Does everybody in the
Joe
room
Biden.
And everybody
Joe
in the room and do you does everybody think he's gonna step in at some point or no?
No, well, here's the thing about Joe Biden. He's never gonna be more popular in this race than he is before he gets into it.
Yeah, you think so?
And that'll be the end.
No, yep. There's nobody going negative on Joe Biden right now.
Right.
It's all about his biography, and he's still trailing the other two. So he needs one of them to misstep to get into this race. Otherwise, it'll be the biggest mistake he makes in his career. He's not going to win this race unless one of the other two really missteps. And I think it's better to be adored from a distance. You know that old line, it's better to keep your mouth shut and let people wonder if you're an idiot rather than open it and erase all doubt?
Yeah,
well,
that's...
if he runs...
I don't think he's going to. I really don't. I don't think he's going to. I'm going to be surprised because I think he knows exactly what you just said, Barry, that he's not going to win.
Well, and he's not going to be good in this debate setting. He's going to say stuff. He's going to stick his foot in his mouth real quickly, and then everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, that's why we didn't elect that guy 8 years ago. That's why he wasn't a presidential candidate 8 years ago.
Oh, sure. And then
and go back
already
to
ran
88.
Twice. Right.
He ran in 88.
Yes. Didn't work out.
So much of this has to do with stuff beyond politics. I mean, too. Don't you all agree? I mean, I remember years ago, I don't know which book I was reading, but they said we'll never have a bald president. That's another thing. We haven't had one for years. It's just when you look at a bald-headed president, when you look at TV now, I mean, when you look at the demographic in America of how people over 45 or 50 make up, you know, whatever it is, 30% of the population. I mean, there's something like 70-some million baby boomers. Yeah, but when you watch primetime TV, you don't see them. They don't exist. We've got this world where people are looking at 30-somethings and maybe early 40-somethings. And I remember reading about whenever you see a guy who's bald on a TV show, he's a loser. Think of Seinfeld. Think of, you know, so many shows. So it's I've always thought...
George Costanza.
Yeah, he was at the Selling of the President or something, Barry, years ago. And I do generally think that it's got so little to do with politics and your knowledge. I mean, otherwise, why wouldn't Hillary? She's been in the White House. She's been in the Oval Office. She's been in the White House for years and years. Why wouldn't we just say she? But, you know, because its personalities are involved. And did he stick his foot? And then all this stuff about her being robotic, the same stuff was said about Gore. And I used to yell at people, hey, we're electing a president, not a gymnastics coach, for Christ's
exactly.
sake. Who cares?
You know, to be fair, Johnny, when we call her robotic, I'm not commenting on her personality. I'm talking about how programmed she is, how she refuses to act. Gore spoke from the heart. She thinks before she speaks about which talking point she wants to go to. She's that kind of
measured.
Good word, measured, polished politician. Thank you very much, Barry. I appreciate your time. And we'll continue. We're going to break here for a second, and we'll be back, and we'll discuss this with John Libertini. And we're taking your calls, your comments about the debate. Who won, who lost, who's in, who's out.
Medical Corporation.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I think that might be the rally call for probably Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tonight after the first Democratic presidential debate that aired live on KGO. And what are your thoughts? 808-0810. We've got lots of phone calls. And as people drop off, you can give us a ring, 808-0810. If you're outside the Bay Area, anywhere in the world, and by the way, you can stream us at kgoradio.com. You can call us at 415-808-0810. All right, let's take our first call, and we go to Mark in Carmel. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey, Drex. Thanks so much for bringing this topic to public discussion. I've watched all three debates, and hi, John. It's great to have an august panel with you. And the people this evening were asked serious questions from the get-go. And unlike the two prior debates, which were kind of comedy shows, and it shows a bit of liberal media bias because, as you know, because you're the conductor of my phone call, that the conductor plays the tune. And so Fox and CNN decided to pit the Republicans against each other as clowns, play them off against personal comments they had made before, and waste an hour of the two-hour program bidding them against each other about personal comments they'd made against each other and what have you and what have you. However, this one, with five candidates, only two serious ones, were treated as a serious event. And CNN made this announcement yesterday. They said, we're not going to pit them against each other and do that little infighting that we had. And so I'm really looking forward to a different format next time, because frankly, I would like to see the Republicans given the same opportunity where they were asked about nuclear proliferation and this and that. And
well,
they brought up
Snowden, they brought up Obamacare. I mean, they really did guns, they were hitting it all. Free college, where do you stand with all of these things? You're right, immigration, they really did. And I appreciate his call. Thank you very much. Hit on all of these.
Well, but consider this, there are two different challenges here. The Republicans have a likability problem. Who outside of Donald Trump is even remotely appealing? Trump is appealing because he's funny, because he's bombastic. But the rest of those guys, you know, I think you know, the money favored Jeb Bush, but he can't get out of his own way. The Democrats have a different challenge. The issue with Hillary Clinton is, you know, is she a bad guy? You know, was the email thing, a bad thing, which it isn't. It was not illegal what she did. It is now, but it wasn't when she did it. And what about Benghazi? And Bernie Sanders has to prove that he can govern outside of the state of Vermont. So, you know, those are the issues before the Democrats right now. The Republicans have this likability thing they've got to figure out.
Both of those Hillary things are just drummed up. I mean, first of all, Benghazi is ridiculous. It's been debunked by everybody from the New York Times to panels, I think even of conservatives. And the email thing, I mean, does anybody remember the 2007 debate?
I have to tell you, the highlight of the entire debate is when Bernie Sanders stopped, walked over and said, the American people are sick and tired of your damn emails, Hillary. Let's go to Gary Dietrich, KGO political analyst. Thank you very much, Gary, for joining us.
Hey, absolutely, guys. And, you know, not quite the fireworks, I think, that many hoped they might see or even expected to see tonight, in my view.
Really? Well, and did you expect fireworks? I mean, who would have lit them off. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, they pretty much seem to be on the same page with a few exceptions.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you heard Anderson Cooper trying to say, hey, well, listen, you said this on the campaign trail. I mean, let's be clear about it. Martin O'Malley has been ripping into Hillary Clinton for months. Tonight, for whatever reason, for the most part, wanted to play nice. I mean, I'm not exactly sure why. Hillary, I thought, had a really interesting tack. I mean, at one point, she went after Bernie big time on the guns issue, despite the fact that he said, hey, I got a D-minus rating from the NRA. What more do you want? But still, right. You voted five times against the Brady bill. I mean, she went after him hard. That kind of surprised me. That was the only moment in the debate, really, where somebody really was trying to take somebody down a few notches.
And by the way, when they were talking about guns, Jim Webb was the only one who kind of dissented from the rest of them and said he would encourage more people to carry guns. I thought that was brave of him. And by the way, I think he'll be the first to drop. But your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Jim Webb has always been seen. I mean, his strong suit is military. He made that clear tonight.
Sure.
The military issues, the national security issues. And really, when it comes to the gun issue, you know, I thought the most interesting part of the whole debate, to be on, especially on the gun issue, was Bernie trying to make the case that he represents a rural state. And that's why he had to, that's why he didn't get an F from the NRA. But I just thought, you know, they kept trying to box him in on that. All the candidates did. Hillary really, I mean, you know, after he gave her a real pass on the email deal, I thought it kind of did him a dirty to try to take him down on that gun issue.
All right, let's take a call here and see what we've got. Let's 808-0810. What do you think, Dave and Jolene? Yes, go ahead. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys. We're down here east of San Diego, which is, of course, very right-wing. It's starting to go a little more left. The only two I had any use for was O'Malley and Sanders. I think all the rest of them, I think Hillary will do what her husband did, which didn't impress me. With, you know, he took the Democratic Party to the right. And, you know, I mean, I like Bernie. He's the only one that has the guts to say he's a socialist, you know?
Yes, and we were talking about that. Thank you very much for the call. Barry, yes, you know, Gary. Gary, you had mentioned and you brought up the whole, I want to go to O'Malley. O'Malley, one of the things that I thought was amazing about him tonight is that he did not trip and fall on the Black Lives Matter like he did, you know, at the beginning of the race.
Yeah, well, you know, that interesting, the question wasn't put to him, it was put to Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And he said, you know, and I thought that was kind of odd, you know, but Bernie was the one that said, you know, the question to Bernie was, do all lives matter or do black lives matter? And Bernie said, black lives matter. But that issue wasn't really brought up to O'Malley. I just think most of us expected that given O'Malley's track record today, he was going to really try to take on Hillary. It just didn't happen for whatever reason. And I think that's kind of the shocker to me. If you're Team Hillary, you got to feel good about tonight. I mean, you don't have much damage control to do after this evening, and I think they're very, very happy about that.
And where will the Republicans stand, and what will they be saying tomorrow? 808-0810. You can weigh in on the Democratic debate tonight, the very first one. Let's go to Margaret in Walnut Creek. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi, thanks. You know, I was just struck by the civility of the whole thing. These weren't people who were going for blood. And that's so refreshing in our poisoned political system. You know, these were honorable people exchanging views. They don't have a whole lot of distance between them, but they do have some different methods or approaches that they would take with these issues. But they were civil. They were good Americans.
That's a great point. Yes.
Yeah, I just hate all of this nastiness. You watch the Republican debates, and, it, you know, the guy said, oh, they were set up to be a clown car. Well, hellfire, they are a clown car. and, you know, they're nasty, and they're mad, and they just want to gin people up. And,
thank you very much, Margaret. But to the defense of the Republican Party, that bluster is all about Donald Trump, who, by the way, is going to gain a lot of attention, and I'd be remiss without mentioning that he was tweeting during the entire debate, and it's going to be a big deal for them. I mean, once again, he has inserted himself into the conversation. Pretty brilliant, really. I mean, how can you discount?
Yeah, they didn't spend any time on Donald Trump. I thought there might be a few attacks, but maybe there was a sort of a concerted effort to just not bring him up.
Johnny Steele is my guest, along with Gary Dietrich, KGO political analyst. And you also, what are your thoughts on the first Democratic debate? #DemDebate. You know, Russia, gun control, immigration. We're going to pay for your college, Obamacare. We want to pay for Medicare for all Americans. What do you think? 808-0810. Outside of the Bay Area, 415-808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
To the subject of the environment, everyone kept mentioning the environment. Bernie kept mentioning global warming and how that's one of the biggest threats. I don't know if it appeared at all in the first Republican debate as a topic.
No.
Because it's not a thing at all. Right. So why would debate
true.
It? It's not debatable.
There is no debate. It's not happening. 808-0810, your comments about the first debate. And if you are a Republican, what are you thinking right now? Any effect on the Republican Party, this debate? Yes, no?
Fox News is going to have a meltdown tomorrow.
Oh, well, you know, I must say, to their credit, Donald Trump is getting lots of attention because he was tweeting all night long. All right, 808-0810, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Dave in Sacramento. Good evening. Thank you for holding, Dave. You're on KGO.
How you doing, folks?
Hey. Fantastic. Hi. Thank you.
Good. I'm a Republican. I would hope, you know, so I'm not no Republican. I just want to throw that out. I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, what? No. The David in Sacramento?
I'm not. I'll never be a Republican.
Well, you're
That's
allowed to be.
Despicable. Yeah. Anyway, here's my catch. Have you noticed that they carried themselves very well, that they basically didn't want to turn us into a circus, that they didn't want to fight with one another? Have you noticed that?
Well, sure. And that's but what we're think, hearing over and over this hour. Yes. I mean,
do you think there
the
was a backroom deal?
That. Yeah.
Like, hey, right. let's shake on this.
I don't think so.
Wait,
they were ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Yes. But can I make my point? But do you understand that at least the Democrats have more class than the Republicans? At least we don't fight with one another. People are going to look at that and say, you know something? You know, Donald Trump is making it easier for people to change their mind from not voting for Republican to Democrat because, you know, they were looking to turn this to a circus. They were hoping it, and CNN was trying to make this to turn to a circus for their ratings. But that never happened because they were focusing on the issues, and that's what people really wanted. And I think they did a great job.
One other theory real quickly on that. All the Democrats are politicians. See, this is the difference. They know how to negotiate. You don't march into Washington or Congress or the Senate or anywhere or Sacramento and say, this is what I'm doing,
Thank
and
you,
the
David.
Rest of you can go to hell. You actually have to negotiate and give some things away.
We've all seen that.
And these guys are CEOs and corporate weasels. And what's her name from Hewlett Packard,
Fiorina. Yeah.
And Trump and another one. I mean, Carson. These guys are not. They don't go into a room and say, "I think I want to do this," and what are our roadblocks? And someone says
they throw
this,
their weight around.
You throw your weight around. Your little dictatorial little somethings I can't say on the radio.
I think no.
Hitler.
Johnny, you just walked into something, and that is. America wants an outsider, except when we listen and we get down to brass tacks, all of a sudden this sounds good.
The right has constantly screamed, we don't want a beltway insider, we don't like politicians, we don't like government, we don't love bureaucrats. So they put three monkeys up there that have no idea how government works. That's insanity. It's government. It's different. You should have a law degree. You should have an international policy degree of some sort. You should work. I mean, these are people who screamed and yelled that Obama was nothing but a community organizer. Excuse me, a state senator, a national senator, a Harvard Review. But they screamed and yelled he didn't have enough experience, and they're putting Trump? And Carla Fiorina Katchow or whoever, what the hell? And was there's one and Carson's out of his
then,
mind.
A neurosurgeon with a sponge in the brain, Carson. Right.
Being a neurosurgeon prepares you for being a president about as much as being an accountant prepares you to quarterback an NFL game this weekend. It's madness. Are you
Love
crazy?
808-0810, your spin. That's our takeaway. We'll entertain your thoughts on the Drex Radio Show next on KGO 810.
KGO 810 invites you to enjoy a weekend of awesome autumn splendor at the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival, October 17th and 18th in the pumpkin capital of the world. With four stages of entertainment, food and drink, arts and crafts, the Great Pumpkin Parade, and more. Plus, see the Grand Champion Mega Pumpkin. Find out more at KGORadio.com or MiramarEvents.com. The Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival, brought to you by Safeway and KGO 810. News, talk, and traffic.